it's been great enough for the club, you know what I mean? It's great for the young kids, really, because, you know, we've been fairly starved of success now. It's been 10 years since we won a national trophy and 22 years since we've won, you know, a national cup. And, you know, that's too long for a club like Neptune. So there's a big build-up now and there's a good buzz around the place and people are really looking forward to it.
What impressed you most over that victory over Demons?
Well, I just think the application, the lads, you know what I mean? They really put in, they put a fierce effort in over Christmas and after, just after that as well, you know. You know, we were getting a lot of criticism. We were a bit unlucky with, like, we lost 3 games by 2 points, you know. So there was never really a whole lot in it, you know. We really knuckled down. Fellas worked hard. Fellas did a bit more on their own. And, you know, it was great to see them getting the reward for all the hard work.
And the atmosphere that night, Mark, there's something special about a packed Neptune Stadium, isn't there?
Yes. I mean, like, it's, in my opinion, it's the best place, you know, with a full house, and especially in the Neptune Demons local derby. You know, it's the best place to be really in basketball in this country, you know. It's probably the closest thing we'll get to where we were back in the 80s, you know. Mm. But it's a good atmosphere. It's good for the kids, it's good for the younger generation really to see kind of basketball at its best in a packed house, and it gives them something to aspire to.
I suppose you won this weekend against Mike Cullen. You must have been happy that, I suppose, the semi-final didn't take too much out of you and you kept winning ahead of the final this Friday.
Well, like, it's very important that people don't lose sight of the fact that even though we beat Demons, it was just a semi-final, you know. Nobody remembers the losing semi-finalists and very few people remember the losing finalists. So we're very aware that, you know, the job is only half done. We have to produce the goods again next Friday night above in the National Basketball Arena. And if we don't do that, really, beating Demons will come for nothing.
What challenge did the UL Eagles present now on Friday?
Well, they're a very experienced team, you know. They've won the last, the league last year and the National Cup last year. So, you know, they're the double champions. They're very experienced. They've been around the block. They know how to win big games. So we're going to have to use all our craft and all our experience, and we're going to have to find ways to negate really what they're best at. And that's going to be a very tough task. But, you know, I feel I have the players that will produce the goods on the night. We've trained well, we've prepared well, and guys have really looked after themselves over the last few weeks. And hopefully we'll get our just reward on Friday night.
I'd imagine that the atmosphere and the energy in training now is at a peak. Is it hard for you to kind of rein the guys in and keep them focused and grounded ahead of Friday?
Well, you know, some of them have been there before. Like 2 years ago, they were very unlucky and they were beaten on the buzzer by a very good Celeste team in the league final. So I think lads are aware, you know, for the likes of Mick McGinn and Ger Noonan, Gary Wilde, Paul Stapleton, you know, they've been knocking on the door now for 5 or 6 years with very little success. And I think they're very realistic and they've done it themselves, really. They've kept the lid on it. As well as that, we have a lot of younger guys on the team this year, which brings great energy to the squad. And I just think the balance is right. The older guys are kind of living in the moment and not getting too carried away. And obviously the excitement that the younger fellas are bringing to the table, it just gives a good mix and there's been a good atmosphere without people getting too carried away, you know.
I'd imagine, Mark, there's a massive crowd from Neptune heading up for the game on Friday.
Well, hopefully, you know, we tried to distance ourselves from that, but I know the committee and the general club members have done a great job. They're organising buses, they're organising bunting, they've been around to the local businesses getting them involved. And, you know, I suppose it's good to mention that the Neptune team that won the Cup 25 years ago are being presented at half-time in the arena on Friday night. So that'll be a good buzz for the club as well. So there's a lot of the older members, guys who, you know, it's been a famine, really. It's been 22 years. So, you know, there's a lot of people, I hope, that are making their way to Dublin. I think we'll have great support up there.
And Mark, it's great as well that your old side team, Montanari Hotel, are in the Women's Cup final as well. So there'll be a massive Cork support there on the night in total.
Yeah, I'm delighted now for Glanmire and for Montanari in that, you know, they've had a tough couple of years there in that they've been knocking on the door. And again, you know, they haven't reached maybe the success that we had a few years ago, but they have a great chance. They beat UL down in Limerick a couple of weeks ago. And I think they'll be quietly confident. I watched them there in the semi-final. They were very good. And again, against Brunel last Sunday, they were very good. So, like, hopefully it would be great if both teams can bring two trophies back to the city. And also, for the, you know, for the under-18s, you have two Cork teams as well, Brunel and Glanmire are in the final, and Brunel are in the under-20s, and Blue Demons are in the senior men's. So, you know, there's a huge Cork contingent going to Dublin, and hopefully everybody will support one another, and we'll bring back as many trophies as we can.
Mark, you've been here as a player and as a coach. Do you still get nervous ahead of these kind of games?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's, you know, I think if you're not nervous, you don't prepare properly. You know, we've done our homework. We've worked hard over the last few weeks. But, you know, we still have to produce the goods on the night, and there's always that fear of failure. And I think that's what keeps us all going. You know, I'm very aware that, you know, there's huge pressure when you're the coach of Neptune because people expect success. You know, it's only when you actually look at the thing and see how long it's been, you realise the enormity of the task. But I think we're going in the right direction. The club certainly is. You know, underage, we've really got to grips with sort of where we're going. We're very competitive at all grades. And I just think Noah would really top it off if we could bring a national trophy back and really give all the people that put in all the work over the last few years in tough times, you know, something to be proud of.
Mark, thanks very much for talking to us. Best luck on Friday, and hopefully by 11 o'clock we'll be celebrating two Cork wins.
Thanks, Rory. Appreciate it.